Good afternoon. You're with Planet FM and this is Musings. My name is Noel.
And I'm Mimi.
On Musings, we give you music to listen to and something to muse about. Thank you.
say persuasion. Don't admit that it's part of a scheme. And I can't help but have my suspicion, baby, 'cause I ain't quite as dumb as I seem. You said that you never intended to break up our scene in this way. Oh, there ain't any use pretending, baby. It could happen to us. Well, you said you never intended to break up our scene in this way. But there ain't any use pretending it could happen to us any day. We'll be right back.
Success can never be explained merely in terms of achieving goals, because it is much more than this. It can be experienced as a permanent, ongoing, vitally alive process with both universal and even infinite characteristics. If we think of success merely as a destination, as achievements, then we're denying ourselves a more complete, expansive experience of it. As such, it is never going to be entirely satisfying, because all destinations are transitory, like horizons, which constantly move the closer we get to them. Also, if you're too focused on a destination, you tend to undervalue or even dismiss the importance of the journey. By all means, set goals, but do so in the realization that the closer you get to them, the more they become stepping stones to higher destinations. When success becomes a moment-by-moment thing, then of course your experience of it expands to encompass everything you do all the time. In order to achieve it as an ongoing experience, here are a few important principles to remember. In fact, these 8 principles will guarantee you success. Number 1 on the list is establishing a clear vision. Be clear and certain what it is you actually want. Don't, for instance, make the mistake, as many do, deciding on the how when what you really want is the what. For example, if the goal is a house, then this is the goal and not the money which you may have been taught to believe you need in order to get that house. In this regard, here is something else. You do not need to actually own something in order to benefit from it. There are many ways that house can come into your life, and giving primary importance to money is a common mistake. So don't waste energy fantasizing about winning it big, but instead put your imagination to work and visualize what it would be like to actually live in that new situation you want, and just forget about the how, or indeed even the when. Create a mental picture, but make it more than just a picture by putting yourself into the scene and experiencing it within your mind as if it is happening right now. Mind is more powerful than you realize. You don't have to believe me, but you can try it out right now. Maybe not in a house, but perhaps something simpler like a job. Number 2 is, very simply, enjoy the process. Live every step along the way, because it's the journey that is so important. Life is every conscious living moment. Success can be as well. Number 3. Be prepared to work and be in it for the long haul. Think about the benefits not only to yourself but to others in your life, and you must also think about what you are prepared to give in order to achieve that goal. In other words, set goals which are inclusive, not exclusive, and take into account both giving and receiving. Be honorable and don't think you can cheat your way to success, for that is the way of illusion. The trappings of success is not success. Even a vast amount of gold is still just cold, empty metal. Success is a state of mind, not of possessions. Look not to others, but to yourself. You have the power to get there, even if you think you don't. We all know anything of value has to be worked at, and the reason for this is that the journey teaches us things like commitment, optimism, and determination, which in turn eliminates that most debilitating of inhibiting factors, self-deprecation or false humility. Along the way, we learn everything about what is and is not important in life. That is successful living. Fourth, never make excuses for yourself and avoid wasting energy and time dwelling on regrets and getting bogged down in the mire that is self-doubt. Never blame others for your own situation. Your destiny is always in your hands. Start with what you have right now and work forward deliberately from there. Avoid playing the blame game because it's only going to stop you in your tracks. It's your life. Set your own goals and take full responsibility for all outcomes. And remember, in the end, everything is just a learning process, like steps up a mountain. When faced with seemingly impossible situations alone in space, astronauts are taught to always ask the question of themselves, what do I do next? This attitude in their case may be a matter of life or death, but it's a sound philosophy which recognizes there's always a solution and always a way forward. If we ever feel stuck, it may be because we do not understand the problem we are facing. So always remember, within every problem lies a solution. Proper diagnosis is vital. Get to the root cause, and the solution will automatically present itself almost miraculously. The fifth principle is, be prepared to change direction. The ideas you start out with, your initial intent and direction, will likely change and evolve over time. The vision itself need not change, but the journey tends to take on a life of its own. Every writer will tell you how a story has this uncanny tendency of writing itself. Avoid adopting a rigid, formulaic approach to living. Life, to be exciting, must be fluid and mobile, like a dance. Make it flow, and you will always be able to grow your way forward. Number six, stay enthusiastic. This is not necessarily as easy as it sounds. We all have to deal with setbacks, delays, and sometimes we may even be forced to take a backward step. But watch a great soccer team. They pass the ball backwards possibly more often than they pass it forward. Sometimes the way through means going back and around. The seventh principle, grab every opportunity with both hands. Learn to see that wave and ride it when it comes. Capitalize on every advantageous situation because everything is constantly changing and an opportunity missed may not come again. An opportunity may not get you right there to your destination, but it will at least get you part of the way. The eighth principle, and probably the most important, success can never be sought as an isolated, self-centered thing. Always think of others. In fact, it is a good idea to directly attach your own success to that of everyone you associate with. Bring success into your life by helping others to achieve theirs. In this way, your success is an automatic effect of what you give rather than something you strive for in isolation. In that way, your success becomes a vitally alive force within and around you at all times. This expansive approach to living is endlessly exciting and stimulating, because you gain this ability to live some of the enjoyment you give to others, and their success becomes yours.
time to think deeply and investigate thoroughly, we find that which we thought was hidden was actually right in front of us all along. Keep listening. We'll be back next week.